proclaim the gospel to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. I'm your host, Aaron Broughton, and I want to thank you for joining me today. Now, on today's program, this is another Hebrew Nugget. This material is provided by our dear friend in ministry, Jackie Powell. You can find this transcript, as well as other valuable Hebrew study resources, at her website, lightforisrael.org. Now then, let's dig into this lesson. On our last program, we begin the discussion concerning Passover and God's covenant with the children of Israel. Here is now the conclusion of this discussion. Ma nishtana halayla hazeh mikol halelot. And so with these words begins the Passover Seder, as the youngest person present traditionally gets to ask what is known as the four questions. In Hebrew, we actually sing them, and it turns out that the four questions are really four answers to the one big question: why is this night different from all other nights? A rabbi once spoke about Passover and the four questions, and he said this: the Talmudic way of studying Torah is questions and answers, not statements. Jews live on questions. The Hebrew word for questions is she'elot, but in the case of the phrase the four questions, the word is kusheot, and this is used as from the Hebrew word kashe, which means difficult. The rabbis say that this is a question in which you must really dig and search for the answer. The writers of the Passover Haggadah built in the four questions so that the answer is the story, or the Magid, of Passover. This method of teaching is also evident in the New Testament. Read the four Gospels and note how often the scribes, lawyers, Pharisees, and Sadducees came to Lord Jesus asking questions. And how did he answer them? With more questions. As we think about Passover, it is important to understand the path that led the children of Israel to Egypt in the first place. God told Abram in Genesis 15, "And he," that's God, "said unto Abraham, know of a surety that thy seed, Israel, shall be a stranger in a land that is not theirs," that happened to be Egypt, "and they shall serve them," being in bondage, "and they shall afflict them 400 years. At the end of the book of Genesis, the children of Israel are safely in Egypt, where Joseph will care for them during the years of the famine. Joseph passes on, and a new Pharaoh arises who considers Israel a security threat. His solution is enslavement. God's covenant with Israel is unknown to Pharaoh, but God remembered them. The word remember in Hebrew is zakar, and is very important because the Bible text is replete with God remembering his covenants and promises. He does not make them to forget them. God then began the process to deliver Israel from the land of Egypt, which resulted in the Passover. But why did God wait 400 years before rescuing Israel? Many reasons come to mind. God wanted the nation to multiply sufficiently to be a true people when they emerged from Egypt. Otherwise, they would have been in danger of assimilation. Also, God was being patient with the Egyptians. The 10 plagues caused much death and basically destroyed the nation of Egypt. Finally, God was also being patient with the great iniquity of the Amorites that inhabited Canaan. God would use Israel to judge them, but first, God gave them 440 years to repent. God never forgot his promise to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and although he had great patience with Egypt, the day finally came for Israel to be free. The last night in Egypt was the 14th of the month Nisan, the night of Passover. At midnight, just as God said, Pharaoh thrust Israel out. They had their bags packed, their shoes on, and ready to go. And although many obstacles lay along the path, God would make a way for them, and they would get to witness the greatest miracle of all time, the parting of the Red Sea. God is all-knowing. He's omniscient. And he knows all the details about each of us. He even has the hairs of our head numbered. He surely knows our circumstances, and like the children of Israel in Egypt, he knows just the right moment to intervene. He will make a way. Nothing is too hard for God. If we trust in him, we can move heaven and earth, or part the Red Seas, to make a path for us. Now I pray that this program has been a blessing to you as we've been discussing Passover and God's covenant, and we praise the Lord that he does remember and that he keeps his promises. I want to thank you for joining us today as we've concluded our look at the story of Passover and the covenant of God. Now, if you'd like to hear this program again or any of our other archive programs regarding Israel and the Jewish people, simply visit us at ibjm.org. And also, as we close this program, let's remember the words of Psalm 122, verse 6, which says in Hebrew, Sha'alu Shalom Yerushalayim. Let us pray for the peace of Jerusalem.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.